We were fighting about finances predominantly.
A combative couple strapped for cash.
Domestic arguments sometimes get out of hand, and the fight escalated into something more physical.
Yes.
The police arrived, and you were arrested.
Was she the one who lashed out?
Peralta had multiple skin abrasions on his body. Did you put your hands on him?
Absolutely not.
Did you bite him?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Casey Massacre says she was falsely arrested after ex-boyfriend Daniel Peralta told police she assaulted him.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 116 on the calendar, the matter of Massacre versus Peralta.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Massacre, the defendant is your ex-boyfriend, and you lived together, I assume, for a period of time. And while you were living together, you had a fight.
Yes.
Right? What were you fighting about?
We were fighting about finances, predominantly.
How long did you live together?
We lived together for about a year at this point. Pretty much exactly a year on the dot.
And on what date did you have this fight about finances?
February 6th, Your Honor.
Was the fight about him not contributing enough, you not contributing enough?
It was about me not contributing enough monetarily.
Okay. Were you working?
I am.
Were you then?
Yes, I was.
Were you sharing the bills?
We were sharing the portion of rent that we paid. I paid a very minimal amount.
And he thought you should be paying more?
He thought that I should be paying more, yes.
Okay, and that's what the fight was about.
Exactly.
Okay, and the fight escalated into something more physical.
Yes.
As a result of the fight escalating into something more physical, the police were called. Who called them?
I called them.
That's not true. Sorry.
Who called the police?
I called them. I'm not sure if he called them as well, but I called them.
You both called them?
Yes. And when
just I called, a second.
Okay.
And the police arrived and you were arrested?
Yes.
And that's what you're suing him for. You're suing him for having you falsely arrested?
Yes.
So now we're going to get to the physical end of this confrontation.
This kerfuffle?
Yes, we're going to come to the physical part of this and find out whether or not, since you both called the police, which I assume you did as well,
yes,
correct,
ma'am,
that he said something that was false that caused you to be arrested, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. I may let you speak because domestic arguments sometimes get out of hand. Had you ever had a domestic argument that got out of hand before?
Yes, we had.
And had the police ever been called previously to your house as a result of a domestic argument that got out of hand? That's either a yes,
yes,
or a no.
Sorry.
Did the police come to this house or a different residence?
They came to this house.
How much prior to February 6th had they been to the house?
It was merely a month or so. Well, not merely, but it was about a month.
Was anyone arrested at that time?
No, he left prior to the
just
police coming.
No one was arrested?
No one, sorry.
Now, during the course of this physical altercation, an argument about rent, did he put his hands on you?
No.
During the course of this physical altercation, did you put your hands on him?
Absolutely not.
Did you bite him?
No.
So there was no physical contact whatsoever between the two of you?
No.
Good. Do you have a police report?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
Would you like the detailed one, or would you like the... I'll give you both.
I want the police reports. You acknowledge, Ms. Massacre, that you threw an object at Mr. Peralta?
No.
Now, that's what...
I threw an apple at the door.
No.
Which he was in front of.
You
cornered me in the bed.
Well, that's not what the investigation reports. The investigation reports, I arrived at the scene. I activated my department, talked with Casey Massacre, and this was her pre-admonished statement. Massacre stated she threw an apple at Peralta and used a lamp to separate her from him. Massacre said the incident was never physical. Officer DeSario informed me Peralta had multiple skin abrasions on his body. Peralta stated those scratches and abrasions were caused by Massacre scratching him with her nails. Massacre did have visible abrasion on her left knuckle, but did not have any flesh under her nails. Based upon Peralta's visible injury, I believe, according to the police officer, that Massacre was the dominant aggressor and placed her under arrest for domestic violence.
So 100%, that is the case, but if I may speak, I haven't really had a chance to get into the details, but we were fighting over the lamp. I did use the lamp to separate us. We sleep on opposite sides of the bed. He was in front of the door. I am disabled and technically immobile. I don't drive. So it's hard for me to pack up my service dog, grab all of his belongings, his wipes, water, yada, yada, and just go catch an Uber. It's money, it's time. I did leave. I went up the street to the park. I left there. I would come back because he followed me screaming all of my business, which wasn't my business, to the neighbors. I'd come back. I would go in the backyard.
How did he get scratches on his arms?
Okay, so he got scratches. I'm not sure exactly if they were on his arm or whatnot, but I know I went back into the room. He followed me again. I sent my dog out. I was about to leave. He, you know, comes, listen,
listen. How did he get scratches on his arm?
When the police came, after we were fighting over the lamp, when I looked, we had had time to talk and speak and whatnot. He didn't have any scratches on him. We were fighting over the lamp that I reached over my side. It was already broken. It was a standing floor lamp, one of those little flimsy ones with the thing off. So he grabs it. I grab it. I'm just, you know, move. I'm trying to barricade myself, get out of the door, the same one that was behind him that I threw the apple at, a rock. An apple. So with that said, he didn't have any scratches that I saw from fighting. Physically, we were wrestling over this broken lamp. So that happened when the police came.
Let me explain something to you. He's not paying you any money.
Okay.
Good. You got into a fight. You both called the police. I assume you called the police alleging domestic violence. I assume he called the police alleging domestic violence.
He was screaming.
Listen to me carefully. Police now are very sensitive to domestic violence.
No, they were laughing the whole time. They told me they only arrested me because of the OJ law.
Your case is dismissed.
That's fine.
Good. Now, you can't talk over me. I take domestic violence very seriously.
You
see what you're doing?
So far.
You're talking over me.
That's fine.
You're talking over me. Police, now, you're talking over me.
I'm not talking when you're speaking.
Do you understand? Your case is dismissed. I take domestic violence very seriously.
I understand, but you do not.
Both sides.
You do not.
Police.
If you saw any of the evidence, the piles of evidence I have, that wouldn't have happened. I have police reports. He owes me thousands of dollars. And that's why he thought that I should be negating some of it. When the police arrived, they spoke. They had handcuffed him immediately. They had guns drawn.
I think it was the right decision.
He was hysterical. I was just, you know, oh, yada, yada.
I don't think I owe her money for her physically attacking me and then getting sent to jail.
It was a false arrest, strictly because he said that I scratched him.
I have not spoken to her since and will not speak to her again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reagan Troughton versus Conrad. Step forward.
Susan Reagan Troughton is suing Brandon Conrad for the cost of a puppy, a stud fee, and travel expenses.
Ms. Troughton, you have a boxer dog, is that right?
Yes, I do.
And it's a male.
Yes, sorry. The boxer dog belongs to a friend of ours now. It used to be my son's. I do have a note here from the owner.
Oops. I don't read notes.
Okay.
When did you own the boxer dog?
About a year ago.
For how long?
2 years.
How old was the dog when you got him?
He was 8 weeks old.
And what's the name of the person who you either gave or sold him to?
Craig.
Did you sell him or give him to Mr.
Gave
Schaefer?
Gave him to him.
Why?
My son was working long hours and couldn't take care of him anymore. Had him in the cage all day. Craig took him. Craig has the father.
On what date did he take him?
I'd say June of last year.
That was prior to the breeding that you had with Mr. Conrad's dog.
Yes.
So at the time that you had used the dog for breeding purposes, the dog no longer belonged to you?
No.
And the dog no longer belonged to you because you couldn't take care of it?
No, my son couldn't.
You couldn't take care of the dog anymore because whoever was taking care of the dog, clearly not you, was not taking care of the dog properly, so you gave it away.
My son gave it away.
Whoever gave it away couldn't take care of it, and the dog was not being treated well, and your son gave it away?
Yes.
All right. I'm asking you all these questions because I'm trying to figure out what you want. So while the dog was in your custody, physical custody for a while, although you never owned the dog. You bred the dog with Mr. Conrad's female boxer.
Yes.
And what were you going to do with this pick of litter that you wanted?
Well, I wanted to have it trained.
Oh, listen to me.
I wanted to have it trained as a service dog.
Why didn't you train the other dog as a service? Listen to me. If things don't make sense, they're usually not true. I learned that in my life. It has stood me in very good stead. So let me tell you what I'm having so far, because this is a relatively easy case. But what I have so far is a woman who says to me that she didn't own a dog that she used for stud, and she didn't own the dog because she gave the dog away, or your son did, who probably lives with you, who didn't live with you.
Nope.
So your son didn't live with you, gave the dog away, and then you got the dog. Were you just walking the dog for Craig?
No.
What were you doing for Craig when you took the dog over to Mr. Conrad's to breed?
Craig told us that we could have to breed it.
Okay. Well, I don't know that. And Craig isn't here. You're not Craig, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. And I don't read letters. What'd you bring him for? Bring Craig instead of him. He knows nothing.
He had to work. He couldn't get out of work.
That's not my problem. I'm the judge. I have to hear people.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I was under the arrangement that we would breed the dog. When she came to the house, I didn't know that the dog belonged to somebody
else. Listen to me, Mr. Conrad. Don't start double-talking me.
Okay.
Don't look at me like you're stupid. I mean, if you're looking at me like you're stupid, I'm going to think you're stupid.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Susan Reagan Troughton says Brandon Conrad reneged on a deal to breed their boxers. Brandon is countersuing for vet bills and defamation of character.
Okay, so you had absolutely no interest in this dog, none.
Other than getting the puppy.
No, you weren't getting anything. It wasn't your dog. You had no ownership interest in the dog, in any event. What I'm not doing is I'm not believing you so far. Anyway, you took the dog to Mr. Conrad and you said, let's breed these two dogs. At that time, Mr. Conrad had no idea that you didn't own the dog. So far, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you made an agreement with her to give her pick of litter.
I did, under circumstances that she paid vet bills during we encountered any.
Okay.
Because I was under the arrangement that we would breed the dog. When she came to the house, I didn't know, like you said, that the dog belonged to somebody
else. Listen to me, Mr. Conrad. Don't start double-talking me.
Okay.
Don't look at me like you're stupid. I mean, if you're looking at me like you're stupid, I'm going to think you're stupid.
Okay.
Just listen to me. Don't start double-talking me. People who breed dogs, you don't look like an unintelligent man, although you look unintelligent right now. People who breed dogs and have a litter of puppies, the sire either gets paid a stud fee or gets pick of litter. Mm-hmm. That's what they get. They do not pay vet bills. That's the deal. This lady didn't agree to pay vet bills.
And I didn't agree to breeding my dog.
Just a second.
I was doing her a favor.
Just a second. Well, then you're a fool. Now, you're either a stupid fool or you're a fool. Because if you were doing her a favor, do a favor with your own body. Make your own children. Don't take your dog, doing her a favor, and put your dog through a three-day labor where she almost died. Because you didn't have money to take her to a vet, and two of the puppies died because you didn't know what you were doing because you're an amateur, and you said, well, now she's in labor, and I don't have money to take her. I'm speaking. I read your answer. Now she's in labor. I don't have money to take her to a vet. So I'm going to start to read books on how to deliver puppies. Now, he said, what is it, 63 days is a period of gestation for a dog? He has 63 days to read a paper. All of a sudden, the dog goes into labor and is laboring for 3 days, can't deliver these puppies, and this idiot decides to, now it's the time to read a book on how to deliver puppies.
That is not how this happens, ma'am.
Just a second. Let me see, sir. I'm going to read what you wrote to me. I can't make up that story. It's too stupid. A month later, I confirmed that Lulu was pregnant. On May 17th, around 6 o'clock, Lulu was pregnant. Around 6 o'clock, Lulu went into labor. For 2 days, she labored, and it became evident that she was having complications. This is your answer. I panicked and rushed her to the emergency room on the 19th. She received an emergency exam and x-rays. The puppies were alive, but the heartbeats were faint, and she probably would end up needing a C-section. I couldn't afford a C-section and told Susan what I was facing and needed her help. Susan made it clear she was not interested in helping and only interested in getting her puppy free. I took Lulu home and took a crash course online on how to emergency deliver puppies at home. That's what you wrote.
Absolutely.
I didn't make it up.
Because I was under the instance that she was going to help me during I encountered any problems. I would have never put my dog in this position had I not.
Mr. Conrad, I have dogs. Most people know that I'm a dog lover. I never put any of my dogs at risk, ever. If I can't afford to take the dogs to a vet, if the dog has a problem breeding, then I don't breed.
I agree with that.
Well, then.
I was under the impression that Susan was going to help.
I don't care what you, I don't listen
to
me.
That was the agreement.
I don't care what your impression is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Conrad, the first time a man has to be in labor for 24 hours without assistance is the last time there will be a birth in this country,
yeah,
in the
world. Yeah, I was
uninformed. He was like, oh, that's not happening again. Plants would rule the world.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Susan Reagan Troughton says Brandon Conrad reneged on a deal to breed their boxers. Brandon is countersuing for vet bills and defamation of character.
Now, Mr. Conrad, if you're not understanding that you're stupid, I'm explaining to you that you are a stupid and irresponsible dog owner.
Okay.
Because dogs deliver puppies in an hour, in 2 hours. If they have 13 puppies, sometimes it takes 3 hours. They don't labor unless they're having trouble for 2 days. That's 48 hours. Now, if a man...
I didn't take her 48 hours after she went. I took her 24 hours. Once I learned, once I learned when I did the research, I found out when they said the complications were happening, when she was an actual emergency case. They said leave her up to 24 hours. I researched on several sites. They said up to 24 hours, and then after 24 hours, it's an emergency. I don't know,
Mr. Conrad, then, whether you're telling me the truth now or you're telling me the truth in your sworn answer, which said, on the 17th at 6 o'clock in the evening, Lilu went into labor. For 2 days, she labored.
In total?
On the 19th, just a second, on the 19th, I took her to the emergency room. That's 2 days later.
For the second time after I took her two times.
Oh, I'd like to see the bills for the first time.
Absolutely. This is the first.
On what date?
On the 19th.
That's what I'm saying. You said to me on the 17th, she went into labor. And I said you took her to the emergency room 2 days later on the 19th.
I don't know how that got mixed up, but that is not the truth. 24 hours after she went into to labor, I took her.
Where are the puppies now, Mr.
The puppies
Conrad?
Are still at my house. I did not do this for money. The puppies have been costing me money the whole time.
Very good.
She's
That's
under the
happened.
Impression Shh. That I've Listen. Done. I bred
Listen
dogs for money.
Listen to me. That's what happens when you breed dogs, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have a female dog and you decide to breed puppies. And the puppy, without the two dead puppies, had how many
she
puppies?
She had six puppies.
And when did you buy your dog? Don't look at me quizzically. You'll never know where I'm going.
I rescued my dog 5 years ago.
Mr. Conrad, you rescued your dog 5 years ago from a pound?
Negative. Friend.
From where? And how old was the dog when you rescued the dog?
She was just months old.
Why didn't you have her neutered?
It just wasn't something that I was interested in. I don't know. I don't believe in chopping up on my dogs. That's the whole thing, is that's my best friend. I wasn't trying to put her in any danger. I wasn't trying to...
You think that it's not putting a dog in danger to breed a dog and to let her be in labor for 48 hours?
I don't think Mother Nature is dangerous, no. I thought her giving birth to some puppies was a natural thing, and that it would be fine.
Mr. Conrad, the first time a man has to be in labor for 24 hours without assistance is the last time there will be a birth in this country,
yeah,
in
I
the
was
world.
Uninformed.
In the world. First time a man has to be in labor for 24 hours, it was like, oh, that's not happening again. I mean, plants would rule the world. Okay, she's entitled to a puppy. Pick of litter. She said she wants a female. She'll pick it up within 5 days. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're
can
done.
Can I say something?
No, we're done.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
This was supposed to be a mutual arrangement.
I'm happy. I'm going to get the puppy.
She was supposed to help me if I encountered any emergency situation.
I had never agreed to help him with the vet bills.
She acted like she cared, but if she cared, she would have helped me.
I always take my dogs to the vet.